For some American Indian tribes, winter is the season of storytelling. In fact, it's the only season when they're permitted to tell their legends. For the Hopis in northern Arizona, the new winter moon signals the start of storytelling season. It lasts only a month, one lunar cycle, so it's going to end soon. Poet Ramson Lomotowaima doesn't need a calendar to know when the season will end or when it began.
The dogs woke me up early. As I got out of bed to let them out, I noticed that the moon was just a thin crescent. Experience told me that the season known as Gyamoya would soon begin. Gyamoya is filled with mystery and power because this is the time of reverence and respect for the spirits, and we're taught to be mindful of certain taboos. Even today I tried to heed those instructions. I don't cut my hair or dig holes. I try not to wander outside after dark, and I don't whistle, make loud noises, or beat on drums. I remember going back to the reservation this time of year and spending weekends at my grandmother's. A wood stove kept us warm, and we had an old lantern that hissed and gave a soft light. None of us kids dared to go outside when it got dark because it was Gyamoya and there were spirits wandering out there. But Gyamoya was also the time for storytelling. I remember those nights when old men came to visit. Some of them I recognized as family, others I didn't know. They'd eat supper with us, but well before the table was cleared, someone would ask if they could stay and tell stories. And we always passed around a yucca sifter basket filled with gutuki, the Hopi version of popcorn. Some of the stories were long and could take hours. Some stories were short, like the ones about Coyote. He would fall victim to his own plots, like the time he wanted to make his tail long like the snake's, but ended up burning it off. It wasn't until much later that I made the connection between our stories and all those Roadrunner cartoons. I consider myself fortunate because it seems to me that the stories we grew up with aren't being told as often anymore. I don't think the stories have completely left us. Many of them are now in print. But it's just not the same. Maybe it's that we don't experience Gyamoya quite the same way anymore. Maybe the reverence that many of us grew up with has been diluted by the loud cheering at basketball games or by the attraction of Christmas bazaars. I'm fortunate because those old men knew how to plant their seeds, their stories. As I grew older, those stories took root inside of me. Little by little, I grew to become the adventure, the tragedy, and the journey. Now I realize that I am the hero of my own story.
Ramson Lomotowaima is a glass artist and poet who lives in Arizona. His latest book of poems is called Random Thoughts. He was recorded at Arizona Public Radio in Flagstaff.